Hello, people. Welcome to another episode in our series on stories of faith. Now, this is going to be our last in this particular sort of call it season of the series of stories on faith. But I am sure as we dig into faith in the early parts of next year, again, we will have in another format, some other stories of faith to share with you. I definitely have a few I want to share with you, but we have our last one because we are finishing this series this month, November, and we are moving into another theme for the coming month. So we have these monthly themes in our community. So this month, November, has been our month of faith. And I hope that if you have engaged with us in whatever capacity, you have enjoyed them, you have learned something new about faith, or you have relearned something, or in some cases, perhaps unlearned something, right? So this is the final one. Who do we have today? So we have somebody who's going to be speaking to us about starting her business, the faith steps involved in that, how she even came around, you know, the business, how it all just came. You know, sometimes we look at people and we think, wow, they just did it and just appeared. But people didn't just start. It's always a journey of obedience, of following the leading of the Holy Spirit, all of those wonderful things. So she's going to be talking to us about starting her business. Her name is, I'll let her introduce herself so you find out more. But thank you so much for tuning in to this series. I hope you've enjoyed it. Share it with your friends, your family, etc. And I will see you next week as we resume yet another wonderful topic to help us grow and continue being the best version of ourselves. All right, take care, guys. Let's listen. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I'm so glad to have you on as always. This is yet another episode in our series talking about faith. So we'll call it like stories of faith, faith stories, whatever you want to hashtag it. We're sharing all about faith. And I have yet another guest with us today. Her name is Ara. Well, I call her something different, but I don't know if she can introduce herself anyway and tell you all about who she is, what she does, and we'll delve into a particular story of faith, you know, that she will share with us, and then we'll just go as the Lord leads us. So, Ara, welcome to the Adia Talks podcast.
Hiya, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem. We're very glad to have you on here. Do you want to just tell us like a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'll try not to ramble. My name is Abisola Abo, aka Ara Lista, and I am the founder of Full Bloom Beauty, which is a hair care company, and which I started earlier this year in June. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, awesome. So Ara, I've known Ara for a long time. I think we just have a lot of mutual friends.
Yes,
I don't quite remember like when exactly we met.
Yeah, probably around uni days, I think. So that's probably a long time now. It's about 10
well,
years.
I'm not showing our age, but yeah. So we've known each other for a long time. We've had, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends. And yeah, over the years, we, you know, always come across each other, I guess, in different forums, etc. I guess one thing I would say, you know, when I was sort of like, oh, this would be such a great story to share is just like, you know, seeing you specifically. I think you do have a lot of faith stories to share, if I'm honest, but
really, no, you do. I know, no, no. But we will focus in on, you know, about the business, because we're obviously sharing different angles for people. And then, as I said, as God leads. But you
sure.
launched your business in 2020 in June, in lockdown, in
what's
happening, in homeschooling.
Yes, in all that craziness. Yes, absolutely.
Right? So, wow, like kudos, because I'm just like, okay, business launching, you know, I do have something, you know, I've been working on, and, you know, but I just haven't had my, even though we've had lockdown and we've had extra time, quote unquote, my focus hasn't, you know, but I've admired sort of your tenacity and focus, like, you know, from the outside looking in. And I know sometimes as the person, you might feel like, oh, I've not done all the stuff I want to do. I know the feeling, you don't even know the half of it, you know, but definitely, you know, with your business and all of that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about like how that came about? Because when I understand looking in from your journey, we can also talk about, you know, I know you have your YouTuber.
Yes. Well. Okay. That kind of all kind of, you know, lends itself, to be honest. Okay. So I am one of those people who has just always, I've always loved hair. So, you know, the way God just, you just have different people have particular things about them. Mm-hmm. My one is some kind of crazy, just definitely no obsession, but just I just have a natural inclination to be curious about hair. I just appreciate it. If I meet someone for the first time, even if I don't remember anything else about them, I'll probably just remember what their hair was like, or what they had on, you know, their hair, the state of their hair. I've just been always inclined to, I'm interested in hair, right?
That's good to know, because really, all these many years, that means you've been judging all my hairstyles.
Definitely not. But the interesting thing is that I'm interested in hair in a very non-judgmental way. Like, I'm interested in it in a kind of, I just like it. Yeah. I just like hair, all different types, to be honest. That's, you know, I've always kind of been like that. So even when I didn't know anything about how to care for it, I've just always liked hair, if that makes any sense. So like I said, it's just the part of the body that interests me the most. So if I see your hair, I'll just remember what your hair is. I still remember what everybody's hairstyle was like when they were in secondary school, like, well, how they used to carry their hair.
Oh, wow.
Like what their hair was like. Did you have fine hair? Did you have thick hair? I just remember those are the kind of things that I remember, right? So as time goes on, and if anybody knows anything about the natural hair movement, that kind of started about 10 years ago. So prior to this, a lot of people used in, as where we're from, Nigeria, particularly Lagos, I think from about maybe secondary school, definitely a lot of girls were already relaxed, which means that your hair was chemically processed and straightened to straighten it for manageability. So we just believe that in order to manage our very kinky, cursed hair, you know, our parents really didn't know any better. They just kind of straightened it permanently using relaxers so that we could manage it. So at this point in time, let's say, from the age of really our youth to our adulthood, that was all we knew about how to care for our hair, right? Because we didn't know how to care for it naturally. That knowledge had been lost somewhere along the way, because it's interesting, things like hair care and grooming, you learn this generationally. So the next generation passes it down to the next.
Yeah.
So at some point there was a disfunct when, there's a whole history about it, but at the point where we started adopting a new standard of beauty, which is the European standard of beauty, we abandoned the way we are meant to care for our own hair naturally, and we started wanting to look and fig our parents to kind of conform to what that standard of beauty was. And that was why relaxers became so wildly popular. And of course, it almost like it's promising you something which initially you get, right? So when you relax your hair, it's promising you manageability, it's promising you straight shiny hair, and you get that. You will get that initially when you first put that relaxer on. It's managing it. Unfortunately, what that relaxer is doing to your hair is breaking it down and reconstructing it again into something that it is not. Mm-hmm. And eventually it will break off because it's not what it's meant to be. So I say that to say this. at some point in my life, I think about the year 2012, I catch on to the natural hair movement, and that's when I really start learning how to take care of our hair and start going into the knowledge of hair, how hair that grows from out of our head, the way it's meant to be cared for. And that was like very exciting for me. And then eventually, years later, I start my YouTube channel, and that also births, like, you know, just me learning so much more. I went to the University of YouTube to learn how to take care of my head. That was the natural hair movement gave us that, because there was, prior to that, not a lot of people knew how to take care of natural hair, if we're really honest. And then that, something interesting happened when having a YouTube channel. I was already into hair, and I already spent a lot of money on hair care products anyway. But when you do have a YouTube channel, you tend to try more things, you're doing more. And I have to say that a lot of the products that I would see all these other girls use, mainly a lot of them were from America. They would work for them. You could clearly see it was working for them. But when I tried them, I would get mixed results. Most of the time, they didn't work, to be honest. A lot of those products. And they weren't cheap products by any means. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't discriminating on cheap or expensive. It didn't matter. I realized that sometimes the cheaper products work better for me than the more expensive products. So I was just kind of, at some point, I actually just got fed up of spending money on products that did not work or did not do what they promised. So that kind of led me to researching and trying to find solutions to the problems that I had with my hair, which was mainly dryness. So I've now come to realize that, you know, just because we're all Black doesn't mean that the same thing is going to work for all of us, or because we all have natural hair. Hair is so, so diverse.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding now is that you can actually come from a particular part of the world and your hair texture will just be drier. It doesn't matter if you've now migrated somewhere else, but generationally, the DNA code in our hair is just drier. So what I've realized is that those products that were basically being used by mostly African Americans, you know, the people who essentially really started the natural hair movement and got in there early to create their own products, and everyone was very happy. You know, we finally have products created for us. But even you still even have to drill down deeper, because their hair is not as dry as ours. So those products are being created for people with their kind of hair texture.
Yeah.
That is dry, but not as dry. We have really, really dry hair. So that's why I continuously kept on being disappointed with the products I found. So that then led me to start experimenting and creating my own products, and they were working for me. And then my friends were like, oh, why don't you, you know, whip a batch for me? Because I was just out of my excitement. I was just talking about, oh, how I'm doing this and this, and I'm really seeing results. And she was like, oh, why don't you just do that for me? And that's kind of really how it started. A lot of people were, and when I started my business, so I would whip something up for my friend, and she was like, you should go ahead and do this. And then I just felt like the Lord I finally listened to the call. I'm not even going to say that at that point he said start your business. I feel like he had kind of wanted me to do this for a long time, but I refused because I was in gainful employment. And you know, when you're very comfortable, you don't want for anything. I was busy and I was doing my YouTube. I was just satisfied with that. But what happened was, then I found myself out of a job, and I had time. So I had time to really look at, I'm the kind of person that when I say I'm going to do something, I go all in to do it, right? So
hello.
Working hard on creating products, etc. So that's kind of how it started. That's how I listened. I finally listened to that inner calling of, I do have a love for hair, and I truly want people to thrive in their hair. Whatever decision that they make about their hair, I just want it to be the right decision for them and for whatever products that they're using, hopefully mine, to deliver on that promise, you know, just to fill that gap, that need for people who are tired of using products that don't work for them, and then maybe try using something that's probably specifically geared for you. So I create products that will work for very dry hair textures.
Got it. You have said so much in there, and that's great. Like, I just love, you know, sharing that journey of the story. I'll latch on to something you said at the end, and then I'll, you know, we'll talk about everything else. Yeah, you are definitely the kind of person that goes all in. You're one of those. It's like, I'm going to wake up, but just like, how many hours in the day does this girl have? I don't understand. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do this, do that, I'm going to do, you know, it's like, sometimes we watch, well, when I say we, me and probably a couple of others, like, this one, like, how does she find the time? You know, but you're definitely like, you know, that's a good quality, because that also comes through in everything. You know, it's for business owner as well. You have those times where you probably don't feel like doing it. You're tired. Your energy is elsewhere. You know, you've got a family, you've got things to do. But, you know, because you are, you know, there's a target, or you set something to do because you have said you do it, you're just all in about doing that and, you know, setting your priorities straight. But I love the story that you shared. I love everything about it, because often people think, oh, people just, they must have had this business idea, or they must have known for ages or something. But really, everything in life that definitely I've experienced, and I think just even looking at people's lives and even in the Bible and our reference point, you know, there's always a journey to that point. So back in whenever you had a passion for hair, you probably didn't know that this will lead to you having, you know, your own.
No, I didn't.
When you started your YouTube channel, you didn't know. No. But it's just always those little steps of obedience. Do you know what I mean? That I was saying somebody last week, like, obedience, like, has, there's kind of many doors behind it, you know. So you say, God says, open this door, you know, you open it or do this thing and it opens this door. And then it then leads to, like, the other doors behind it, which if you didn't take the first step, you probably won't have gotten there. So, like, if you, you know, let's just say if you didn't start the YouTube thing and explore more hair products and,
absolutely,
you know, actually, yeah, you won't have the sort of, okay, let me actually start my own and see what that's about.
Absolutely. So, yes, I 100% agree. I find that as well. And when I was led to start YouTube channel, I was like, really, a YouTube channel? And I was like, yeah, start the YouTube channel. Like, okay.
let me actually say, you started it well, because, like, I've got a YouTube channel, but like, my YouTube channel and I just like, whatever, like, you know, I'm more like, you know, one of those friends, like, you reach out to occasionally, that's how we are. And I'm like, I know, you know, I know all the stuff, some of the stuff to do. I've even sort of created like a video course, but that's different. I haven't actually launched it, but, you know, stuff to do on YouTube and things like that. I know all of that, but I don't do all of them because I'm not like so dedicated to it in terms of me that I just know that, you know. But like, when I saw you start, I was like, Ara is dedicated, and I know because you're all in, you know, so you're dedicated. So every week we get these, you know, updates from you. Watch this video, you know, you have your thumbnail also. And I'm thinking to myself, it's this, you know, you have it with all the way it should be, right? All the stuff they tell you about YouTube. And I'm like, wow, Ara is going
all in. Because it's a lot. It's a lot of work. It's like a full-time job on its own. That's probably why you're just passing friends.
It's literally like, minimal edit time.
That's the thing. It's the editing. I honestly, if I had an editor, I'd probably still be releasing videos like every single week, because I do have the content. It's just I have to prioritize what I'm doing, especially with the business as well. But all that is going to come into line. I really do like, I'm one of those people, I just like obeying the Holy Spirit whenever he tells me to do anything. So I jump in. I don't question it. I don't spend too much time on what if this doesn't work out. I just kind of, I'm all in. I'm just like, if I feel like Holy Spirit is telling me to do something, honestly, I've gotten to the point in my journey where I know when he's speaking to me, right? Because most of the time I don't have those ideas. I know I'm not capable of having those ideas. So I know it's coming from the Holy Spirit. So whenever I confirm that in my spirit, I go for it, and then I just rely on him to get me through, really. So whenever you think to yourself, oh, how is she managing to do all of this? I just know that if the Holy Spirit is in it, then I will be able to do it, which is fascinating. You just be get granted graces. So yesterday, you won't believe this, but I went to bed at 5:30 in the morning. I still had to wake up this morning to kind of teach my son or get my son ready for his exam tomorrow and all the rest of that. I'm just in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, it's 5:30. I'm just going to bed. I know I'm going to be up at my regular time tomorrow. How is this going to happen? But funny enough, I've woken up and I'm fine and I'm ready to go. I'm just carrying on what I need to do. I just, you know, it's literally a grace. It's a great, it will give you the grace to do what you need to do. So it's a learning curve.
100%. I fully agree. I think that's definitely, you know, something that I get asked as well, because, you know, I do a number of things, you know, how do you do this, you know, all, you know, in terms of time. And I'm kind of like, is really a grace available. And I think once you tap into what God says, the grace just flows. You don't dwell on the fact that it's taking too much of your time, or you don't, like, for example, you don't dwell on the fact that you slept at X and X time and you should be tired. You just dwell on, God, there is a grace available for me. So you just allow the sort of flow of the Holy Spirit in your life to help you. That's definitely great. I would say, I guess you've actually hit the nail on the head with a few questions I had in terms of, like, you know, the role of your faith in Jesus and how that's, you know, played a role in your how you do things and your business specifically. But maybe I would say for those, and it could be pertaining to your business or for anything that you've had to deal with in life, you know, when sometimes we have a grand idea or we have something that is like, oh, let's start this, let me do this, it can feel a little bit daunting. You know, or you may even start it and get a bit tired or discouraged or any of that. How do you manage through, or how do you navigate through that process?
Okay. So whenever you feel overwhelmed or a bit like a prospect is daunting, I just find just start small, just start. Right. And that's incredible, because I think I read statistics somewhere that maybe 90%, it was a statistic for Black people, but I'm sure this is for everyone in general, that 90% of people have ideas, right, of what they're going to do, but only 3% actually go ahead and do it.
Wow.
Literally only 3% actually start that idea. So you can imagine people that start, not everybody's going to finish, right? So you're already by starting, you're already ahead of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing, if you think about it, and this was something that the Holy Spirit told me. He was just like, there is nothing that you see today that did not start small. Literally nothing. There's even the Apple phone, as think of the biggest companies. They started tiny, but they started. Yeah. That's the whole point. So like you said, obedience opens a lot of doors. So the truth is that you actually don't know where you're gonna end up. But by obeying, God can trust you to do something else, right? So if you obey the first step, then he's like, okay, she did that. Why don't you, you know, I'll give her more responsibility. Do this. Because that's the other thing about, you know, getting that thing that you pray for. Your work doesn't go down, it's gonna go up. you get more stuff to do. You know, like in the Bible, it says about the 10 talents. Everybody always goes on about the fact that the guy who got 5 got given 10 more, or 5 more, so now he has 10.
But that's more work.
You will reap the reward. Why not? Of course, that's the fruit of your labor. But trust me, managing 10 of it is gonna be a lot more than managing 5, right? And I just yesterday I was listening to a message that said getting success is actually the easy part. Maintaining success is the hard part. Okay. So there's so many people, you know, they can get success very quickly. So they get that success very quickly and they almost like they've been promoted without preparation. So you get there, and then one of my mentors says, if you get promoted without preparation, you will face humiliation. So sometimes the journey is preparing you. So even when things are going slow or they're not going the way you want, it's all in the lesson. So take the lesson, learn from the lesson, try and solve that problem. The spirit within us, now speaking to people who know the Holy Spirit, is the absolute greatest spirit in the whole world. And there's nothing that this spirit cannot do. And that spirit is dwells within you and is mingled with you. Now, in the area of interest that he has blessed you to go into, he has the solutions for that. Now, he will give you those solutions. But in order for you to attain those solutions, you must listen and obey. It sounds, it's easy to say, but hard to do. depending on who you are, like I say, I just go in and I do it, and I everything else I throw up to the wind and let's see how it goes. But obeying, when you get into the habit of obeying that spirit, you will definitely come across some interesting results. You'll get interesting results. You will live for other people. He will change your mind on how you do stuff. So like when I started this business, the hair care business, As I go through the business, my purpose for doing the business is also, it's also growing. It's evolving. That's the word. Because when you first start the business, you're like, oh, I'm going to provide a solution to people. And as a result, I'm going to make gains. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to make a profit because I'm providing the solution. But if you think about it, a lot of people are providing a solution. A lot of people have a hair care business. So as I continue to grow and people are using my products, I see the effect that my product is having on them. So what happened, what the effect, and that the Holy Spirit had to open my eyes to see this, because if I had not jumped in and I had not started, I wouldn't even be at this point whereby my purpose has now even been more defined. So I find that people who use my products are they are like the Lord gave me the name of the company, which is Full Bloom, and now I understand why he gave me the name of the company, because people who use my products, truly their own hair will fully bloom to the extent that they will want to wear their hair out. So what I find is that
hallelujah,
a lot of people who
I'm just getting doing a praise dance on that piece
because a lot of people get into these prisons and this darkness that you don't even realize you are in, right? So and you don't realize that you are in and you're tethered to something. So you're tethered to the fact that you personally can't wear your own natural God-given hair out. And you feel like you must wear something on your head to go out. Which it's become such a norm that we don't even realize that it's a prison. You don't realize it until you get to a point. And then when you start talking to people, you realize they realize that I actually do want to wear my hair out, but I'm so not confident in my own hair. You know, some people say in their own skin, in my own hair, that I feel like I have to wear something other. I have no problem, honestly, with wigs and extensions. They're great. It's great for a different look, but I would not wish on anybody for you to have to be dependent on that. Even people who are bald, like even if you have a situation where you've just gone through chemotherapy and you literally have no hair on your head, you should be able to go out with your bald head confidently. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying but you know, because our paradigms of our standards of beauty are a certain way, if we don't see ourselves that way, we don't consider ourselves beautiful. So I feel like we have to redefine our idea of beauty, which happens every day. Even my personal mind is being renewed every day. And that's the renewal for us to appreciate the beauty in all forms, in all ways. I feel like if we hadn't had these, almost a decade, probably. And I say decade, sorry. What's 100 years?
Century.
I'm sure it's almost a century now that Relaxa has been in our lives. And can you imagine the plethora of hairstyles, the plethora, like, because kinky hair is the most versatile type of hair. You can do the most with it in terms of styling it. It's only now that we're appreciating our dreadlocks, that we're appreciating, even if you do want to wear your hair straight, wear your hair straight. If you want to wear your hair like, we're just appreciating the different kind of styles we can do, and we're seeing it as beautiful. Like, threading is coming back into, you know, we're appreciating threading our own hair, and we're creating like these dynamic styles. Like, I can just imagine if a nation that was free to explore their own expression of beauty, and we weren't adopting this European standard of beauty, what our definition of beautiful would look like today without being robbed of it because we believed a lie. We believed a lie that beauty was this way, and we didn't accept the vision of God, where he's given us so many different forms, so many different dynamics, or in just this one aspect of our personality, which is just our hair. Because that's how you express yourself. You express yourself with your hair, your makeup, your clothing. There's so many ways to express yourself. Hair is one of them. So I've gotten to a point whereby the Lord opens my eyes to see that this girl who's wearing this, you know, fantabulous wig or whatever, yes, is she beautiful? Yes, but to a certain standard, the true beauty that she could be expressing. I always say that even if you're going to wear fake hair, let it look like it came out of your head. Like that there's a possibility that it could be your hair. You know what I mean? But that's not to say that you can't look glam or fantastic sometimes. I think that our idea of beauty can evolve. Our idea of beauty can change. And the more we embrace our own intellectual beauty, the better the world will be, just in terms of dynamism, just in terms of just,
you have said so much, like, and I it's amazing. I think there's more that you said than you probably realize. And you know what I'm definitely hearing, and I love, you know, your vision about it. It definitely has, you know, evolved from just like, okay, you know, I've these products and I'm going to make these oils and, you know, I'm going to start business. It definitely has, because like, it's actually now boils into mindset, which is the, like the core of a lot of issues.
Absolutely.
It's like the identity is the core of, I feel like every problem in the world, everything, and a lot of what we're seeing in 2020, albeit except maybe coronavirus, because that's just like a virus, right? But a lot of the issues that we're seeing were fundamental relational issues or something have to do with identity, right? And when I boil it down to being a Christian, a lot of issues within being a Christian, or a lot of things that, you know, we might face in our personal lives or something, has to all boil down to identity. Often we don't know who we are. We have adopted something that we have been tagged with. So someone has said, you know, this is who you are. You're only set for this. You know, this tagged you as this is. So you've accepted that, and you've run with it for so many years, and everything you've done has tried to conform to what that person has tagged you as. You know, be it whether it's somebody who's tagged us or something, or be it maybe they think from a loving way, or is the enemy has branded us something, or, you know, different things. So we sort of have these things that we're conforming to, which are completely different to what God has called us, or what, how he created us originally. You know, we have to always go back to the garden and go back to that place of like, what did God say, you know, because he sent Jesus to bring us back to, you know, Jesus is like Jesus is the last Adam. So to restore us back to himself. So what was actually God's mind for us before the fall? Like, how did he view man? What was that way he viewed man? How did he see us? What was, you know, understanding our identity in that? And I think what then happens, excuse me, it manifests in the physical way. So relating that to hair, you know, I agree with you. Growing up, I think relaxing my hair was like one of the big milestones in my life. Like, I want to be able to, you know, my mom's like, oh, you can't relax your hair, so you're 16.
I think your mom was actually a champion. Some people give up so early, 5-year-olds, relax that.
Oh, you can't.
I can't deal with it.
I think it was even before. I think maybe I begged.
Because, but you know what, more? You actually have very, very manageable, fine hair. So it probably wasn't an issue for your mom. So she was just like, I can do this till you're 16.
I mean, when I was in school as well,
well. You know, I was in boarding school, so we had to always have our hair, you know, plaited, braided, well, not braided, plaited, yeah. You know, and you'd always want to have the brush in the front so that the straightness of your hair could show. And I loved doing, in fact, I used to always come to school. I always used to like my hair being too overprocessed, and my hair, my scalp was quite tender. Oh. So it would always get overprocessed, and I'll come to school and basically I'd love it. So I'll just say, oh, my scalp is sensitive, so I can't braid my hair. So it was like, it was literally like my little excuse. My sister, I had to keep my hair out for like 2 weeks just to have my straight, you know, hair. And it really just boiled down to us accepting this identity of that is it's like a milestone. Okay, you can't relax. It's almost like you start driving when you're X, mm-hmm. you know, so relax your hair when you're this, like that was a milestone, as if to say that was part of the norm and that was the intention of God, like, you know, but he created us, you know, in different, and when I say us, everybody in the world, different, you know, Caucasian people, they all have different textures. Mm-hmm. Spoken about quite a number of things. So I just want to, you know, I think the key thing really is just being able to launch this, the business you launched, obviously in 2020 as well, where it's, you know, 2020 is still not over.
Yeah. Still not. It's
people like, okay, we're almost at the end. I'm like, excuse me.
It's definitely been an interesting ride. Very interesting.
Don't be fooled. So really, you need to, you know, really, really hold on to the Lord for strength. But, you know, you just, in 2020, an interesting year, all sorts happening. You know, you've launched a business. I'm sure there are other people out there who, you know, have thought about launching a business or midway through launching a business and like feeling a little bit discouraged, or, you know, I feel like I'm preaching to myself here, you know, kind of get their act together, sort it out. Like, cause you know, you can look at this year and think, wow, it's been incredible. It's been, you know, it's been tiring and I just, or too mentally tiring, especially. And I just like, can't get myself together, you know, and the Lord showed me like, there are a lot of people who are like needing their cars started again. Mm-hmm. You kind of had the car going start of the year and then it just like died, the battery died. But literally the battery's flat right now and it's just like not moved. They've mm-hmm. not done anything. And God has been speaking to them about things that they should, like the things that he gave them last year, you know, or the start of the year are valid things. But because it just feels like there's been so many obstacles, or we've just had these things, they're not really, I won't say they haven't really been obstacles necessarily, but they're things that we could have definitely overcome.
Mm.
But because like, it just was like the environment just didn't seem, you know, we weren't used to it. It just was like, what? How can I get, you know, we couldn't see past it because we were keeping our eyes on the natural rather than the spiritual.
Mm.
You know, there's been a lot like that. So I guess what I'm asking, I said all that to say, you know, do you have any sort of words of encouragement, or even it could be a prayer for people who maybe perhaps are in that position, you know, they're just kind of lurking. The stuff they need is just hanging there waiting for them to grab it, you know, because I believe there's stuff people need to hang on to and grab this year. Like,
yes, I think it will be, I would say more as a prayer / blessing. I pray that everyone listening to the sound of my voice who feels like they are stalled or that they want to achieve more, even for the rest of this year that's left and for the years to come, that you will bless them with the capacity to be able to host more of you, Lord. Mm. For them to be able to move from whatever plane they are now to a higher plane, that mm-hmm. you would energize them and that you would bring your light the only way you can, oh Lord, into their life, and open their eyes to see, illuminate that darkness or whatever mind renewal that they need. Father, facilitate that for them. Increase their capacity to do more, yes, in Lord. Jesus' mighty name, and grant them that special grace that as only you can to achieve things that they thought beyond their wildest dreams. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I love that capacity prayer because God is so awesome and awesomely large. And we as human beings can only take so much. So sometimes we have to increase our pray for the Lord to be able to, for us to increase our capacity to take more of him in, almost like recharging that battery. I love your analogy. Recharge those batteries and make them supercharged.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having, for being on the Idea Talks podcast. Last thing actually is, how can people follow you? How can they get your products? Oils coming soon.
Yes, sorry, I love the names of your products.
Yes, you know, like the Holy Spirit give me a name, I go with it. I don't even, like I say, I don't question it. Yes, you can find, you can get my products from fullbloombeauty.com, and you can follow me on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, fullbloombeautyuk. That's our business IG page, and my personal one is called Aralista, Aralista. So Aralista, I'm Aralista on Instagram, on YouTube and Twitter, and on TikTok we're Full Bloom Beauty. We're Full Bloom Beauty on TikTok. There's so many now, Lord.
Okay, how can they buy your products?
Yeah, to buy my products, your best chance is fullbloombeauty.com. Or just if you go to our IG page, fullbloombeautyuk, then that you can kind of get to our website from there as well. But yes, fullbloombeauty.com. Check us out. I'm launching some new products. I'm telling you, I need grace. I told you I'm going to sleep at 5:30 in the morning. To launch these things. Yesterday I was making a product and I was like, why, Lord? Why am I making this? Why do I have to produce this for anybody? It's so much work. But I was like, but it's a wonderful product that works brilliantly for me, and I want to be able to share that with everybody. So I said, okay, Lord. So yes, awesome. fullbloombeauty.com.
Okay, awesome. And you can get the oils on there. She currently has Anoint.
Yes, Anoint. Anoint is a hair growth oil that you apply to your scalp and will re-energize your hair for hair growth. And Protect is our anti-breakage oil that you put on your hair to stop it from breaking and to help encourage length retention. And awesome. There's a lot more coming, so stay tuned.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for being on the Idea Talks podcast once again. We really appreciate you taking your time out, sharing your story to, you know, reignite faith in people and encourage them, you know. So those business owners out there, you know, take this story, go back to the Lord and say, God, how did you do it for Aralista? Give me the strength, give me the capacity to do and to be, you know, gracious and obedient in everything, you know, he's called you to do. I pray that for you.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast. Care. I had a great time.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.